Slow down and be careful. Slow down and be careful. This is very important to me. At the time that I recorded this message, be careful, and yes, I'm gonna say it, follow your first mind, regardless of the consequences. I decided to go home and not work. Now let me clarify. I end up showing up for work late on purpose because I wasn't feeling it. I'm tired, among other things, but I just don't feel it. I didn't feel like working. I get to work. My work schedule was given away. I could have still worked, but I decided to work a schedule that I didn't want to work. And then on top of that, I had a student. So I was going to assist in training a student today. But I wasn't feeling it. Not the student. I wasn't I it wasn't in me to work, much less train a student or doing a piece of work in which while I had the knowledge of, I did not want to share that particular knowledge because I did not want to be on that part of the schedule. Hopefully you, my loyal listeners, catch my drift. So after thinking about it and even saying I'll work half a day and go home, I just said, you know what? I just take the written warning. I'm going home. And I told my student that, hey, it wouldn't be fair to you for me to train you on this section that, one, I don't get paid to do, and two, you wasn't scheduled to be trained for. But with that said, you are on the clock, so you're going to get paid for your day regardless. So I'm gonna miss a day's pay, and I'm gonna get a write-up, but it's well deserved. I also say follow your first mind and be careful because on my way home, I stopped at the gas station to fill up my gas tank, among other things. And the gas station is not even it's not far. Not barely a 2 minute drive from my work location. I walk out the gas station, I walk toward the pumps, bam! Practically before my eyes was a five car accident. And all I saw was a vehicle which looked like a Nissan Rogue. Don't quote me on it. I literally seen the airbags pop out. The right side tire of the vehicle was still spinning. The vehicle came to a stop eventually, but the rear right side tire was still spinning. And I hope this isn't true, but from my vantage point, I didn't see nobody get out that vehicle. It was a five-car vehicle, and it looked like basically that one vehicle caused a chain reaction. But two of those vehicles, their airbags deployed, and it's beyond repair for those vehicles. The other two vehicles, yeah. It was damaged, but those could be taken care of. And then one looked like they got hit. I mean, well, ain't no look like they did get hit, but I couldn't tell the extents because it was still dark outside. Cause early in the morning, here in my neck of the woods. But I hope that I was wrong about that blue vehicle. But once again, I did not see a person step out the vehicle. My overall point is, If I would have had left later, I probably would have been involved in that accident. If I would have stayed and worked with the student, we would have been in the middle of that accident. Not in the middle as in being involved per se, like, you know, being hit, because I'm not wishing that karma on me or anyone else. But the traffic and the medical services, for obvious reasons. It just would have added to what already felt in my soul to be a bad day. And all I kept saying to myself was, thank the universe that I decided to not work. Regardless of the situation or the circumstances, consequences be damned. Eric, take your ass home. I hope that the people that I did see are okay, but I also hope that those other vehicles, they're okay. And I guess the moral to the story with this particular episode of EEP is basically what I said at the beginning. Follow your first mind. Hey, I don't want to have a short paycheck, and I don't want to take a write-up. But you got to remember that from time to time, even when you lose, you win. So I'm going to spend this particular day resting and attempting to clean up something that I've been procrastinating on and something that's way overdue. So if you need to take care of you, take care of you. I mean that, sir and ma'am. Take care of you. If you like this episode, feel free to respond via the questionnaire, or reach out to me at ericsartorial@att.net. ericsartorial@att.net. And until the next episode, I thank you for listening to Eric Sartorial Podcast. This episode is now in the books. Please remain safe, blessed, and privileged for yourselves and your family. Until the next episode, I thank you for listening. See you later.